in the area. Hi, good, Kelly Jo.
Good morning. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. So tell me, what's going on in Harbor Beach?
Hey, you know, it is fall. Well, today doesn't really feel like it. It's going to be a beautiful day out there.
Oh, I know it.
The last week has been fallish.
I'll take it.
I think it's gotten everyone in the mood for fall. So you know what? Harvest Festival's right on time, right?
Perfect. Yes.
So Saturday is our Harvest Festival in Harbor Beach. And then the big part of our Harvest Festival is our chili cook-off. So things kick off on Saturday morning and run all day long.
Wow. How many participants do you have in the chili this year?
So the chili this year, we have 19 registered right
awesome.
Now.
Awesome.
So if you think about it, if you get an ounce at each one, that's over 2 cups of chili.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of chili.
It is. But so, if you like chili, it's a great way
to
know, do it.
It is. It's, and there'll be all different kinds of chilies. You never know what you're going to find. So, I mean, they're not always just your basic, what you expect a chili to be.
Right.
So
probably have some white chilies out there. And
they
sweets,
do.
And
so
spicy.
Some will, you know, be a little spicier. Others won't be. And so if you're testing, just ask. You know, and sometimes they'll even have a sign that says, hey, you know, this one's a little spicier if you don't like spice. But we actually, 1 year, we had one that offered a spicy and a non-spicy.
Well,
so
and you know.
You know,
there's people out there who need a little sweet in their life and some who
need
some spice in their life.
There you go.
So we'll have
yes.
it covered.
Yeah. So anyway, so the chili cook-off, that runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you'll begin by picking up a ballot at the visitor center.
Okay.
And ballots are $5, and it has all the list of the chilies on it, or places to go. There's a map on the back of it with directions of where the chilies are at.
Okay.
Because businesses downtown will have their chilies at their location.
Yep.
Anyone that doesn't have a downtown business will be right around the library or inside the library.
Probably have some tents set up
stuff. Yep. Yeah, like the American Legion's always set up across from the Visitor Center. Every year they are in the same spot. They have their tent. They have their system. It works great.
People know right where to go.
Exactly. Exactly. And they usually do very well at it. So they must have a really good chili. So anyways, so then you'll, when you're done tasting, you'll want to return your ballot to vote for your favorite, because we do have cash prizes for the winners.
Oh, wow.
We do first, second, and third place. And then also on those ballots, we'll be voting for the Scarecrow contest. And So we open it up to all the schools, all the different classrooms. Anyone who wants, any classrooms that want to enter can have a Scarecrow. And the winner for the classrooms gets a pizza party.
Awesome.
So, and then new this year, we opened it up to the businesses. So the businesses are also doing Scarecrows this year, and those will be displayed in front of their place of business downtown.
Cool.
So
very festive.
Yeah.
Great time to do it, too.
Yeah, right? And so hopefully, you know, they leave those up and we can have a decorated downtown for the fall.
Absolutely.
So on your ballot, that's where you'll vote for both the classrooms and the businesses.
All right. The chili.
And the chili.
All
on one ballot, yes. So.
It's like November 4th.
It's all on one ballot. Make sure you complete your ballot.
Yes.
Yeah. So and then, you know, to go with chili, you need a little dessert, right?
Right.
So if you have room afterwards, which by the time you walk around town, you'll be ready for a dessert. So We do have our pie and dessert contest.
Ooh.
And that is open to anyone who wants to bake anything. It's all kinds of desserts are welcome, and you'll drop those off at the visitor center by 10:30 on Saturday morning, and then they'll be judged. Cash prizes again for that.
Is that on the same ballot?
That is not on the same ballot. No, there is actually a panel of judges that judge those.
Oh, okay.
The pieces of those desserts will be available for purchase afterwards.
Okay.
So yeah, so you can end your day with a little sweetness.
Yes.
So those will be, you can pick those up at the visitor center after judging is complete.
Okay. So after the judging.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
So by the time you get done tasting your chili, they'll be ready for you to pick up.
If you need something, take that heat off. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah. So I believe they'll have some water for sale there.
Okay.
But if you want to bring your own water, you know, to help you during your chili tasting, you're more than welcome to. So I know a lot of people walk around with bottles of water.
Well, if it's as nice as they're saying, I mean, it should be a warm day and you want water.
Right, so you're going to want a little beverage there, yeah. Yep, so, I mean, yeah, I'm hoping the weather stays the way it's calling for. It should be an absolutely beautiful day in Harbor Beach.
Last time you guys had a little bit of a storm move through.
A little bit. Once in a while we get that. Yeah. So, hey, any event without rain is considered a good day.
Some moderate temperatures, a little breeze.
Perfect,
day.
Right?
Yeah.
You can always put a jacket on if
great
you need
day to take family out and not only enjoy a fall day, but food.
Yeah. So then all day long, we'll be having the Murphy Museum Craft Expo.
Oh.
And so there'll be vegetables, your baked goods, you know, all kinds of crafts and things on the Murphy Museum lawn all day. And that goes until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's usually, some of the farmers market vendors will be there, but then there's also others that come in for that day.
You guys plan this out well. You got an all-in-one event.
Hey, we try really hard to do that, you know.
You did a great job.
And we want you to be able to get your whole day's worth of activity in one place, right?
Yeah. Well, I prefer just travel to one spot and stay there for the day, you know.
There you go. So, it's only September, but Christmas is coming, so if you're looking for starting to get some Christmas shopping done, it might be a great place to start.
That's what my wife said.
You know, there you go. See, I know I started mine. I'm like, fall's a very busy time for me, so
it's a great place to do it too.
I try to start ahead of time,
yeah,
so because takes the stress out of the closer to the season.
Yep. Hey, you're already there. You're not having to worry about somebody stealing it off your porch from Amazon,
right?
And stuff,
right?
And you get great prices.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're supporting local people too.
Right. So. I picked up a couple mums last year, and beautiful. And I planted them, you know, after the fall, and so it
did
was great.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Nice. So then, on top of all that, we also have a lot of fun for the kids.
Oh, okay.
So we call it our Fall Family Fun.
Yeah.
Which is all kinds of games, crafts, activities for the kids to do. And, of course, the parents can be part of it, too.
Now, I know it's fall, so you've got to have fall stuff for
the
kids.
Yes, they get to decorate some pumpkins.
Okay.
We do... the pumpkin decorating is sponsored by the Frankenmuth Credit Union. There's cookie decorating, that is sponsored by Star of the West. So you get to frost your own cookies, and then, of course, you can eat them, right?
Yeah.
Donuts and cider, sponsored by Corteva. And then we have bounce houses, some face painting, cotton candy, popcorn, all kinds of fun that way, and that's by the Lighthouse Assembly of God. They're going to do that for us. So they'll be set up on Water Street, just south of the Memorial Garden.
Okay.
So you'll see the bounce houses.
Yeah.
It's all, and the other part of the crafts and things will be right down in that area as well. So look for the signs. We do have a few signs that we'll be putting up. So Broad Street and across next to, yeah, I guess it'd be adjacent to the Memorial Garden.
Yeah, it's not that far. So, you just park, get out, and walk.
Right. Yeah. So, and I think they're planning barrel train rides, too. So, so the kids will have, they'll have plenty of things to do and have a little fun if they don't like chili, they can have fun here, too. So,
well, kids, have pester mom and dad.
Or after they have their dessert, they can go wear off some energy.
Absolutely. Great way to wear them out.
So, yeah. And then, of course, as you know, at 1 o'clock is the WLAW car giveaway.
That's right. That beautiful red Corvette.
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be great to have all the people around for that.
We're excited for that.
Yeah, it goes great every year. So anyone that has received a certificate for it, if I'm correct, lines up. And
tries their key.
Someone from WLAW will meet you in line once you line up. You don't have to come check in. They will come to you.
Yes.
So, and then you get to pull a key out of the box, bag, whatever it is, pail, and see if your key starts the car.
Try your luck.
Try your luck.
And we love giving them away. So, I mean, that's a great day.
Yeah, there have been years that, like, they get through the line and the car still hasn't started. So they start over. So, you know, you're not going to. So if you have a key, you do not want to leave until that car starts, because they will start. You'll get in a second turn if it's not drawn by then.
Wow.
So, yeah, because sometimes not all 300 people show up for it. So
if you want to win a Corvette, it's a great way to do it.
Yeah, right?
Listen online next year. Check out the businesses. Enter. There's no cost.
Right. So. There's no cost to you to enter. Yeah.
You could win a Corvette.
Or whatever car they have for next year.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always excited to see, hear what kind of car they got. So we'll see what they come up with for next year. But so anyway, so that kind of wraps up the day for us then. You know, once the car is given away, like I said, the Craft Expo is open until 4. We do have the hospital raffle happens later at the end of the day as well at 4 o'clock. And that's their big raffle for a fundraiser for their foundation.
Okay.
But so that drawing will happen right at the end of the day.
Okay.
And so yeah. Any questions about the day?
Not about that. I know we've got things for other weekends coming up, but we're going to take a short break and we'll get back here. And so stay tuned and we'll return with more of the What Do You Think program.
The Thumbs Bonanza of Pure Country. WHST 94.1 FM and WLEW AM 1340.
Good morning. Surface high pressure stretches from the deep south into New England, while a weak frontal boundary advances from the north. That front will effectively wash out across the area late tomorrow afternoon with little more than a very subtle wind shift and change in air mass. Dry, comfortable weather continues. Partly sunny skies today, low to mid-70s, light and variable winds, chance of rainfall zero. Mostly clear, upper 40s tonight, a light east to northeast breeze, chance of rainfall zero. Sunshine, low 70s tomorrow, northeast winds at 5 to 15, chance of rainfall zero. Mostly clear, upper 40s tomorrow night. Plenty of sunshine Friday, middle to upper 70s. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
Rain gutters do more than protect buildings' foundations from downpours. By channeling rainwater out and away from your home, gutters minimize the risk of floods in basements or damaged siding that can harm your landscaping. If you're in need of new 5 or 6 inch gutters or leaf guards, call Peruski Seamless Gutters of Ubley at 989-550-0606. Why wait? Call today. Peruski Seamless Gutters of Ubley, 989-550-0606.
With more truck traffic on the road during the fall harvest, please avoid the no zone. No zones are danger areas around trucks where crashes are more likely to occur because truck drivers can't see your vehicle beside or behind them. If you can't see the driver's face in the truck's mirrors, that driver can't see you. Large trucks may have to swing wide to the left to safely complete a right turn. If a slow-moving truck signals for a right turn, don't try to speed past them on the left or cut in between the truck and the shoulder on the right. It could be a fatal mistake for you. I'm John Hunt. On behalf of my family and everyone at J.W. Hunt, have a safe trip and enjoy Huron County and all the activities it holds.
And we're back on the What Do You Think program, and I've got Kelly Joe here and talking about what's going on this weekend, which if you weren't here for it, they've got the fall event going on for kids, for you, chili cook-offs. They've got desserts, you name it. It's full loaded event. And then they've got a lot more for fall too. So what are we looking at beyond this weekend?
Yeah, beyond this weekend here in September yet, we have Huron County Museum Weekend, which of course is a county event where the museums are open for Saturday and Sunday, September 27th and 28th. It's a great chance for anyone to get out and tour some of our Huron County history and learn about it, and because there's some great museums out there that you don't always stop at or give the attention that they probably deserve. And I know, you know, there's a lot of people that put a ton of time into preserving our history, and it is interesting once you start looking into it and start learning about it. So I do encourage everybody, you know, if you have the chance, go out and visit at least a couple of your local museums.
Right.
So, and I know there's some media out there about, you know, which museums are open and where they're located and stuff. So that kind of thing. So that information is out and about. So you don't have to stay in your local town. You can go to a different town and check out theirs because it all intertwines here in Huron County.
Yeah. But if you're like me, I moved to Bad Axe and had no idea how they got the name Bad Axe.
Right.
So it's interesting to go and learn, find that out.
Sure.
And some good history there.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And a lot of times I'll do a tour and it's like you leave and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to remember all this? And it's like, well, if you remember a couple of key points, you're probably doing pretty good. But it's
learn
like
something new every time.
Well, you do, you know, because they give so much information, and you know, the docents at all these museums are fabulous and just full of knowledge.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's amazing how much they have learned over the years as
right.
well, and that they want to share it
and
with
that
everyone.
They're willing to pass it on.
Absolutely, absolutely. So then in October, North Park Campground has their Halloween weekends. So Halloween camping, October 3rd through 5th, and the 10th through the 12th. On the 10th through the 12th, the second weekend, there are still a couple of sites available.
Okay.
If anyone's looking to be part of that. The first weekend is full. It's sold out. So, but that's a fun weekend. And of course, they have all kinds of activities planned for the kids and site decorating and different games and everything. So
if you're not sure where to go camping, give them a call. They still have a few open.
Yeah. And I know, I mean, anybody who's been there knows that they have a great time. So, and I know there's lots of return customers that they're back every year for this event. So
kids love it.
They do. You know, and it's, I mean, I look at it as it's kind of, it's more of a safe environment for the kids to have some fun at.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because everyone's there for the same reason.
And it frees them up for Halloween at their house.
Right,
you
right.
know, so.
Yeah. So then, of course, Huron County, Harbor Beach will be packed with fall colors.
Yes.
It's looking like we might have colors earlier this year than normal.
It's looking that
way. We'll see if that comes to fruition, but that's the word on the street.
It's a little scary seeing orange and yellow
I know,
already. But
right? I know. But but yeah, but it's coming one way or the other. But
yes.
Yeah, so, you know, just going for a drive through Huron County is
beautiful.
It is. You have, you know, even the streets in Harbor Beach, you'll see some trees that are just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I'm guilty of stopping and taking pictures.
It's one thing I never get tired of is fall.
Yeah.
Beautiful colors.
It's so vibrant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comfortable temperatures too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For somebody who doesn't like heat, the fall's your time of year.
Yeah.
I think we've had enough heat for the year.
Yeah.
Even for those that like heat, I think they're ready for the cool down.
Not ready for the white stuff. But,
I didn't
know.
Say white. I said the cool down.
But I'm ready for fall, you know.
Yeah, fall's all right. So, you know, and a great place to see some more colors is the Bacchus View Trail. By North Park Campground there. It's a beautiful trail through the woods with all the different colors and the leaves falling. And even the Harborview Trail is also nice. And it's not quite as many trees, but it is some. And you just get that fall feeling, that vibe, you know, with the crisper air and things. So
yeah,
get out, enjoy it.
I know in a lot of the schools, they have to have leaves to do etchings.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's a great time to pick those
sure,
up, too, and
sure.
take home with you and have them for school.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever done pressing of leaves?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right?
Everybody. I think everybody did in school.
If they didn't, they should have.
Yes.
And if you have never pressed a leaf, do it this fall.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty cool to see how it just flattens right out and
some of the things they make out of those
are
amazing.
It
and
is.
Beautiful.
The creativity is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So kudos to all those artists out there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes my artistic features are a little lacking, but
Mine too.
So, of course, we got the hunting season coming up.
Uh-oh, wait.
Yeah,
you're
so
getting ready to hit a big group of people here.
Right, right. So, you know, Huron County's full of those at the youth hunt, or I think it's called something else now. Has a different name.
That'll be coming up here quick.
Right, a couple weeks. Bow hunting begins.
Yep.
We're not going to go into November yet.
I'm okay.
And then, you know, one other thing in Harbor Beach that we do have that's open through the end of fall is our cottages right on the lake. Right down by the marina. We have four cottages there. And so those will be open for a while yet this fall. So that's a great little place to, if you want some quiet and some solitude, you know, to go hang out peacefully by the water. It's a great place, especially in fall.
Yeah.
You know, because things are kind of a little quieter than during the summer. So,
right.
Yeah, so.
And if you're a fisherman, it puts you right there at the water,
too. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh. Yeah. So, anyways, so, yeah. So, there's still some things going on in Harbor Beach. I mean, even if the bigger things are coming to an end, we have some odds and ends coming around. There's some craft shows coming up, that kind of thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it gives us something to do for a little while.
Oh, sure.
You know. Take us up closer to Thanksgiving. I'm not going to go there, but at least through Halloween.
Yeah, at least through Halloween. But yeah, I mean, like I said, Harbor Beach and all of Huron County. I mean, it's just beautiful, especially this time of year. If you are a color person, to see all the different colors and the changing of the greens to the reds, the yellows, the oranges. I mean, it is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the UP. You can come to the Thumb.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, hey.
It just gets to them a little sooner.
You're right. They see it a little sooner than we do. But yeah, I mean, hey, by the second week in October, we should be there.
Yeah.
So it's coming faster than we all want to believe.
Absolutely.
So, but anyways, we look forward to seeing people in Harbor Beach this weekend.
Yeah.
So Harvest Festival and the Chili Cook-Off on Saturday, should be a great day, and the whole family is invited, and should be a great time.
Yeah, and they got donuts and cider and bounce houses and face painting, and kids, get mom and dad to take you out. They want to go, they just don't know it.
There you go. That's a great way to put it.
So, and mom and dad, there's something for you. You can get some of that Christmas shopping done a little early, and you know, enjoy some food and let the kids work some of the energy off so they're ready for bed when you get them home.
All right.
So, well, Barb, Barb's who you call for this. Kelly Jo, thank you for coming. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for
having
me.
I had a great time, and we look forward to seeing you out here this weekend giving away a car.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Well, that's been the What Do You Think program for today. And if you want, you can log on to thumbnet.net and go to the What Do You Think program. If you miss something, you can listen to it. Thank you, and we'll get you back to your regular programming right now.